Give her a poll and she'll work it. Andre Cordova.
Little Miss Zaria that got railed at 8 a.m. this morning. Zaria. just for double take yeah. up. Just so you know.
And welcome to Sabotage. Welcome, Zaria.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I love having you here. I've loved it this whole time.
Yes. Yeah,
so we've been setting up. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Behind the scenes, I love it.
So we met a while ago.
We did.
At Universal.
We did. Yeah, we did.
We both know Vlado.
Mm. Love you.
Yeah, she's like, love you.
Love you. Just for the money. No, love you.
So that's a fun little fact. But today, we're talking about strippers.
Oh, money, cha-ching.
Yes. Why is that? Why is that? Why are we discussing strippers today?
You know what? I think because, like, that's what I do. That's what I play at. That's what I hustle at.
I love how, like, it took you a minute.
It took me a minute. No, but it's the whole reality of a thing. It's a massive industry. And, like,
yeah.
I'm so glad to be part of this, to speak about this on behalf of that.
Yeah, like, I think it's really cool as well, just because it possesses a certain stigma within society.
Absolutely.
Which I'd love to get into with you.
Yes.
Amongst your job and, like, the things that it entails and the kind of clients you have that. So where should we start? Actually, I know. So your stage name,
yes.
Zaria. Mm. How did you choose that?
Great story, actually. No, not really. But... 4 years ago, I was living down in Nowra, I was living down the South Coast, and I had joined this agency. The agent turned around and she's like, hey, look, you need to come up with a name, but it can't be anything like atrocious, which is like candy or like diamond or like anything like so
ruby,
like
sapphire.
Yeah, nothing like that. Oh my gosh. I was like, okay, cool, no worries. And I went out to my friend's bonfire party that same day, and I was like, guys, like, look, I've got to come up with a name for my stripper industry.
My stripping dream.
My stripping career. I'm going to take off in the sunset.
Yeah.
Literally went on Google and like came up with like two different names and then like merged it together. Like how you do with babies. Like, literally did that.
You gave birth to Zaria that night.
Yeah. I was really, really drunk. Gave birth to Zaria that night.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's really unhinged. It's great.
Where is it that you work?
So I work in King's Cross. I work at Dollhouse Gentlemen's Club. Shout out to my girlies. I've been there for about a year now. So it'll be a year in June.
Okay.
But I started there on a really shitty circumstance. So.
Really?
Yeah. I got fired from my last club, which I shall not name, but fuck that club. Anyways. Yeah. I got fired from that club because I was working at Dollhouse just for one weekend, trialed it out and came back to my other club and they were like, oh, so we heard about your weekend. You were here, like you were at this club. And I was just like, yeah, I was. Like, I tried it out. And they were like, you have to pick. And I was like, oh, I picked this club. Literally 5 hours into my shift, they fired me anyway. So I was like, well, Dollhouse it is.
Wow.
Been there ever since.
I do not understand that. I think that's such BS how it's like, we expect you to have this undying loyalty to this one job. And it's like, have you heard of the cost of living crisis, bitch?
We're trying to hustle and make money.
And that's... Like, stripping is known as, like, the hustle.
Right?
So are you really complaining about your strippers going to hustle?
Literally. Like,
what?
Whether that be at your club or not.
Yeah.
But at the same...
Eat shit.
Right. Eat shit.
Eat shit and die.
We are literally subcontractors, though. Like, we are allowed to work.
I was going to say, like, you haven't signed anything.
No. We are allowed to work at multiple different venues, like places. So
that's like unjustifiable grounds of dismissal.
Exactly
like that's
right.
They were in the wrong for firing you.
Absolutely.
And could be liable to get in trouble for that.
You know what? They should get in trouble for what they already do anyway. So.
Yeah. That's so, the tea.
If anyone knows, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
So you enjoy working at this current place?
I love it. I love Dollhouse. The management's great. The girls are great. But like, I will never go to another club. Like I've worked elsewhere.
Yeah.
But I will never go to a different club. Like Dollhouse is literally the dream for me. They just look after the girls so well and they're just open-minded people too. And like I said, the management's great.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Love that for you.
Although the stages How many? Are too small.
The stages are too small.
They need to upgrade.
How many stripping venues are there in Sydney?
I think like 6 or 7 from the top of my head because you got Sefton, Showgirls, PI. Dollhouse, Harems, Bon, like this.
Well, because I was wondering like what your options were, if it feels limited at all, because if you go through one too many clubs,
then you're done. That's cut off for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, like, for the strip club wise, yes.
Yeah.
But for the industry, no. Right. Because, like, there is, it's a whole big industry. Like, there's a lot to it. You've got topless waitressing, you've got escorting, you've got, like, bottle service. Like, yeah. There's so many things to sex work industry.
Yeah.
So, like, but yes, the strip club wise, absolutely. If you burn too many bridges, you're done. Like, and trust me, all the owners know each other. They do.
Yeah, they would.
And they all talk.
You mentioned the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, like, you girls put on shows on a stage?
Yes. Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Because so, like, you have both, like, I assume the performance side and then also the one-on-one.
Yes.
Like.
Exactly right. Yeah. So we have main stages. It works differently for every club. Like, we have rostered times, which Dollhouse doesn't, but I know some other clubs do.
Okay.
You miss your rostered times, you get fined. Or you don't get stages again that night. Like, it's, yeah, really? It ranges. It really does. But at Dollhouse, we have stages you can go on whenever you want. So you can literally just ask, go, hey, babe, like, who's after you? Like, can I go after you? and then just get up and dance for as long as you like and then get off. And that's that. We don't really do feature shows, which I wish we would. I think it's coming into place. I was speaking to the licensee last night. So I was like, I want to do feature shows because I'm doing one. I'm doing one in May for my birthday.
Wait, when's your birthday?
Yeah, May 11th.
Mine's May 17th.
You're a Taurus?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's why we vibe.
That's why we vibe.
That's why we vibe. That's it. Stubborn-headed, like, little bulls. I love it. And then we have one-on-ones, which is, like, in the back room. God, that sounds so sketchy. In the back room.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go one-on-ones in there. So it's all cubicles and then we've got curtains that you can just pull over. Obviously no touching because, like, New South Wales state law can't do touching.
Right.
Yeah. And you just dance on, like, a platform. I feel like it's kind of awkward sometimes.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit of an awkward premise.
Yeah,
like,
no, it is.
Like, just sit there while I do this little dance on a table.
A little dance for you. Turn around and sit down.
Yeah.
You know, like, some of them sit on their hands sometimes as well. And it's just kind of, but, like, you get the weird ones. We call them the blowers. We call them the blowers. And that's because we can't touch, right? So they think it's better to blow. And we get fully naked in there, obviously. It's so, like, I'm bent over, like, flaps out everything and... I'm not even kidding. We call them the blowers.
I wonder who thought of that.
Men. Like, just men.
Yeah, men. Men. They really said, like, I can't touch, but need to get something in there.
What? I'm going to get my air in here.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's...
Yeah.
Like, and that's enough to do it for them, I guess.
You wouldn't believe it, though. Like, some people come in their pants from that.
Oh, I figured that. Yeah. I'm like, some of them are bound to, they're just that deprived.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially the older ones. Like,
yes.
I have a regular as well. He's very generous. Very, very. Yes. Which is great. Like, he takes me shopping and, like, he bought me an Apple Watch for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because, like, I spoke about it and, like, literally 2 weeks later, he's like, let's go shopping. And I was like, okay. Like, where are we going shopping? He's like, to Apple. And I'm like, okay. Bought me an Apple Watch for Christmas. Surprisingly, we've been really, really close. Like, he's met my sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and paid her to get a lap dance from me. I was really drunk. This was after my Exotic Angels show.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was funny. Her lipstick was all over my titties. It's a little bit unhinged.
It's a little bit unhinged. What are your categories of clients, do you reckon? Like, are there any others aside from the blowers?
Yes. Yes.
What are they?
We have, like, obviously the no spenders. Then we have the tourists. Right. So I know it sounds really bad. It really does. But, like, 9 times out of 10 when we have exchange students or, like, anyone that's visiting across from other than America, because American people spend money. They spend money. Because obviously the clubs over there, like, you know what it's like. Like, it's just dollar for dollar, like, make it rain.
Yeah.
But any other place, they're kind of just like, ooh, I'm just here for a drink. Brother, like,
they're just in there to check it out.
Literally. Yeah, no. Why?
It's like, why are we window shopping, bitch?
Yeah, exactly. They're no spenders.
Yeah.
No spenders. Like, you come in here, and we can just tell straight off the bat, too. Like, you can just see it, like, on their faces, like, when they come in. Especially what they buy, by the drink that they buy.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if they buy Coronas, done. No money.
Oh, yeah, that's cheap.
No money. Yeah, but if they're on the vodka, like, something, kind of cocktails in a way, I'm like, okay, I see. Maybe you're just, like, vibing in. I don't know.
In relation to that, Do you have any safety protocols in place? Because surely you get creeps.
Absolutely. Yes, we do. See, there's been many times where I haven't put myself in those safety protocols, but we do have them set in place. We do have security at all times.
Yeah.
And they're always ranging around the venue. But at the same time, they can't be there for every single moment of the night.
Mm.
So I feel like for the industry, you have to be hard-headed. Like, you have to be able to stand your ground.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to get
taken advantage of.
Absolutely. Exactly right. So like I was in a dance one time. This guy was so adamant on taking me home. And I was just, I know, it's ridiculous. And he was—
that makes me angry already. That makes me so angry.
Because I'm like, I'm here to provide a service for you. You know what you've bought.
They play dumb.
They do.
They fucking— men play dumb all the time. It's like, no, you know what you came here for. You know what the rules are.
Exactly.
Fuck right off thinking that you're exempt from them.
Right. And it's like, you have to get me to sit here and explain it to you again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah. He was banging on the cubicles and like just adamant. He's like, let me like have sex with you. And I was just like, oh, all right. I think it's time for you to go. I think it's time for you to leave the dance. And he's like, I'm not leaving. I paid for this. And I'm like, you're leaving or I'm leaving. Better yet, I'll leave. I'll get myself and I'll go.
Yeah.
Walk straight out there naked to the Rosie. And I was just like, I'm going. We're done. Thanks.
Yeah.
No refunds. Love it.
Exactly. It. Yeah. For sure.
But yes, it's safety protocols, but you just have to be hard-headed. You've got to be able to stand your ground. And if security's not there, put yourself in that position and get out.
I would hope that y'all are not afraid to say no, because management and the venue would have your back.
Absolutely. They will always have our word no matter what. And we've seen that as of lately. There has been situations of which girls are unhappy and they've said something. And I'm glad that they've said something. Because like,
there's— yeah, good.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you can't sit there and just be like, not say anything. Like, we are vital to this place. And if we're not happy, we won't be here.
Yeah.
You need us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of it's common decency too. Just absolutely. Like, humanity of your women who have the right to your own bodies, like an autonomy.
Yes.
You know exactly what kind of service you're providing, but that doesn't mean—
we're not going to suck your cock in the back room.
Yeah, no. Exactly. I think a lot of people try to intentionally conflate sex work with stripping.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, just because you're taking your clothes off, that means you're going to hook up with me. Like, no, bro. That's not how it works. The audacity of men.
Yes. Fuck men.
Routines. Do you have any special routines that you do?
I do. I have been a showgirl for so many years. I'm doing one this Saturday, actually. This is a little bit different than stripping, though. Like, I do obviously have stripping routines for the stage.
Okay.
It's very basic. Like, if my— look. Here we are. I'm a sweaty girl. I'm a really sweaty girl. My hands sweat all the time.
Yeah.
And that's crucial for you to not have
in stripping. The pole.
Exactly right.
She'd be sliding down that pole like fireman.
Exactly right. Like, sliding down that pole is a wet pussy that's on a fucking dick. Right? Like, that's exactly what— you don't need that. And I fuck the floor. That's the best way I can say it.
With consent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With the consent.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm not a twerking girl, okay? Anyone that knows me, I'm a very petite woman.
Right.
I'm a very petite woman. So all I can do is like give you the eyes and that's it. And I can like pull my bra strap and be like, put a tip in there. Like, that's it. But showgirling is different.
Okay.
I've been dancing since I was 3.
Right.
So performing is my thing. I love it.
Mm.
And I made my boyfriend literally produce a mix for me, 15-minute mix for the last 2 days for my show this Saturday to make sure it was perfect. So I'm doing like a rock sort of like Police sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to have like a champagne bottle pop at the end, like whipped cream and it's great. And because I'm a police officer, I'm going to be doing a strip search on somebody in the crowd.
Okay.
Yeah. So like there's routines for that. Like it really depends on the booking.
So you do like house calls?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I've been doing it since I was 19.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and I became like one of the top like showgirls really quickly in my agency. Wow. Yeah, I boosted quite quickly. And
I love that for you.
Thank you. I'm a proud woman. I'm a proud stripper. I love performing. It's just a different sense of thrill. And the attention. I love the attention. Look, we're Tauruses.
Yeah, no, look, I understand. Listen, I get that. Right? That's the whole point. Being a musician is attention seeking.
Right?
Like, and I've been pretty mad about not getting enough attention on TikTok for my music. Like, you see the most basic shit go viral.
Yeah.
And these like really generic lyrics and all. It's always the white people.
Yes.
It's always the white people. It's always the white people. They go viral.
Yeah.
And I'm here with like banger fucking music.
Yeah. Fuck all clout.
Well, there's that, but it's also because like I feel like I get blocked, like firewalls, like fucking cock blocked, shadow banned,
yeah.
Fucking like from these social media sites.
Yeah.
For the stupidest of reasons. Mm. But a lot of it has to do with being gay because they'll flag anything that's
so homophobic.
Considered gay. Yeah, it is. They inherently are. Like, Meta is notoriously known for that. Instagram has always been homophobic.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't bother with Facebook anymore. It's just the Facebook platform for boomers anyway.
Dead. Yeah, yeah. It's for old people now.
It's like, Facebook is scary. Like, you look at Facebook in depth and you're like, how do these people exist? Like, they don't know how to function in society or online. That's Facebook a whole other can of worms. It is weird.
I don't like it. I just keep it for my parents.
Yeah, pretty much. I just...
It's PG. They don't see this side of me. So.
And we're going to keep it that way.
Yeah, we're going to keep it that way.
I totally get the attention-seeking thing. Mm. I love performing.
Yeah.
I don't do it often enough. I think I'm going to be...
I'm
going
to bring
those.
A whole bunch of 50s for you next time. I'm going to come Please to one
do.
Of your performances. I'm going to get rained.
You were invited to the last one.
I was so sorry. Look, baby girl had money to make.
Just working the pole that night.
I'm making a promise to you right now on this podcast.
Yep.
I will be there at the next one. Okay. With money to throw. Okay, I'm gonna make you feel like a stripper.
That would be amazing.
I'm gonna make you feel like me.
I put on a hell of a show too.
You know what? I don't doubt that. I do not doubt that. You're a vibe.
Thank you.
I'm gonna bring a whole bunch of like a whole stack of fives and just.
I'm talking
$500 though. Like, it's gonna be a whole bunch.
Oh my God.
All for you.
And I was gonna like ask for a cut.
Commission.
So you know what? Yeah. Go for it. You know what? That would make my life to see a bunch of you stripper girlies just walk up and like.
Right.
We're my God.
Supportive girls too.
I love that because honestly, I'm so used to dealing with tall poppy syndrome and people feeling threatened by a person of color being remotely successful that like, you know what I mean? Mm. Like minorities doing well. They don't like that.
Yeah.
So it's genuinely so nice to come across people and these are often the people who I become friends with.
Yep.
They want the best for you. Absolutely. And they want to see you thrive and succeed and all this stuff. And it's like, this is in a way what I don't understand about people who want to chuck a fit over like the stigma surrounding things like stripping and sex work.
Yep.
It doesn't affect you.
No.
Why are you so mad?
Thank you. Exactly right. Right. You don't like it. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Look away.
Turn away. It's as simple as that. Don't go to the clubs.
Yeah.
Don't watch it.
You didn't even receive an invite. You're fine.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Just look away. Just like what you would do for your kids if they were watching something on TV that you didn't like.
Mm.
Look away. Turn it off. Restrict yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's as simple as that. And I don't get the whole stigma thing. But it's funny though. Creator industry people stick with creative industry people. Like, I always find it's the 9-to-5 receptionist girlies that are always like, like you strap. It's like, yeah, babe. I get my clothes off for money and I probably make what you do
in an hour.
Yeah. Exactly right. Like,
yeah.
The last 3 weeks, I have had amazing nights. Like, I hit my high score on a Wednesday. On a Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like I was in a fever dream. Look, all you 9-to-5 hoes out there
judging me.
Right. And I'm like, I'm making what you do.
Yeah.
In one night. Yeah. In 2 weeks. Like, pop in my pussy. That's it. Left and right flap.
I think it's so admirable too because it requires such a level of confidence and self-esteem.
Yes.
And it's like, girl, I could not have fathomed that kind of stuff. But like, I actually did nude modeling a while back.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. Yeah. And like, I haven't done it in a while. Yeah. I probably will again, whatever.
Love that for you.
Pretty much around the same time that I started music because I had to get involved in some photography for things like artwork and stuff.
Yeah.
I decided to give nude modeling a go.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy it. I did it with like a few other guys. And if you go far back enough on my Insta, some of those pics are still there.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to go searching.
Yeah. And what's interesting about that to me is the fact that I really did not have self-esteem back then.
Mm.
I grew up without it.
Mm-hmm.
It was only within the past couple of years that I really developed that esteem and confidence and self-respect and self-love.
Good.
So if anything, I'm much happier with my body now, especially when I've been on like a consistent fitness routine and stuff compared to back then.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't know how the fuck I did that because
I was not secure at all. Yeah.
I was not secure enough.
It's the same for strippers, right? You would expect, you know, big boobs, BBL, toned body, like sort of looking girl. Everyone that knows me, and like we've met so many times, like we've hung out so many times. I'm a very small girl.
Yeah.
And I don't have any of those qualities. I don't have big boobs. I've got A size titties and my ass is so small. Like I'm a small girl.
Yeah.
Like, but look, I make money and I know I make money.
Yeah.
So like at the same time, it's all up to preference. You know what my quote is every night? Literally every time I tell myself in the mirror, I'm like, you're literally manipulating men for their money. Manipulating men for their money.
Yes. Yes, queen.
That's my quote. Like, that's what I live by. And I'm like, you gotta fake it till you make it. That's it. Talk as much shit as you can.
Absolutely.
I'm a vet. I've played that I'm a mum. A single mum. Like, babe, I'm a single mum. And you know why it's really sad? And I know my sister will be watching this. I have used her kids as my kids.
Yeah, you're like, I remember pushing this little one out of my JJ. I was like,
Look at how toned I am from pushing these two kids out.
I look so good.
Yeah. You can take me for a dance.
That's so funny.
It's worked though.
Oh my God, of course.
It's worked.
No, I'll tell you things that have worked. Like, so this is like sort of related, but also completely not. Okay.
This is a safe space.
So when my sister and I were kids.
Yeah.
In school. Around that time, well, whenever it was, just during school. Remember those ads with that little girl who's like, ¿Por qué no los dos?
Yeah, she looked like Dora?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yes.
I told my sister to tell her friends that that little girl was her. And they
In the ad?
And they believed her? And I was like, yeah, because they're racist.
They're racist.
I'm like, that girl's fucking Mexican, bitch.
Oh my God.
And like, oh my God, like my entire school life, no one
so
knew.
Unhinged.
Like, no.
Because I'm racist.
Yeah, that's where my you can see how I've had BPD my entire life. I've had alternate personalities running wild.
Oh, I love it.
But
I love it.
It was so funny because like, my whole school life, no one knew what Peru was.
Yeah, Peruvian.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
They didn't know like South America or anything like that. Their only understanding of Latin people was like Mexico. So.
Listen, I'm bad at geography, but like Peru was a real thing.
Like, yeah.
I feel attacked. Yeah. God, I'm so sorry. I keep trying to fucking mouth fuck this mic. Jesus.
You're fine. So yeah, that was
sorry. Anyway, let's move on.
What were we talking about before?
Shit.
Preferences. I come across situations where people's preferences become evident to me, but then I'm still defying those because like I'm not what I appear to be.
Yes.
I have this androgynous look.
Yes.
And I dress with style.
Mm. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So they assume I'm bottom.
Yeah.
Bottom or top.
Yeah.
So that's like, I'd say it's surprising. I think only on the rare occasion do they get surprised. Because then a lot of the time I end up fucking a guy who claims he was a top. It's just because I'm that hot.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, like I would.
But point being, it's...
It's just assumptions. Like,
a lot of it's assumptions.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a very relatable sort of area when it comes to these industries.
Yes.
People love to make assumptions.
Absolutely. It's the same with, like, queer community. Because, like, the stripper industry as well. Majority of us are bi. Majority of us are bi, or even lesbian. Like,
yeah,
fucking hate men. I hate men.
Well, that's why you use them for the money,
right? It's like manipulate the men for the money.
Yeah,
exactly. That's why we live, quote, day by day.
Yeah.
So many people come in the club and just like, oh, like you're like hetero, like straight. Like it's just like, no, I like pussy. Why do you think I'm here? I get to see it all the time.
Yeah.
I get the whole assumption thing, like top and bottom.
Yeah, well, it goes beyond that. So because I, like I said, dress with style.
Yes.
And I give that appearance of, you know, thanks to the androgynous look and everything, that I'm a bottom.
Yeah.
Bottoms get drinks. Right? Tops don't.
Get drinks.
So by looking like one.
Yeah.
That's how I get them free drinks, bitch.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, I was buying you drinks. And I'm a female. Damn.
Yeah. Like,
you even got me.
I literally dropped a song recently called G.
Okay,
and because I'm like rapping in the song, people don't necessarily pick up on what it's about right away.
Yes. Okay.
So you know G, the drug.
Yes. Liquid G.
Yeah.
Right. That one.
It's like a reference to that in terms of the title, but that's not actually what the song
is about.
Is about necessarily. Because in the chorus, the lyrics are Gaslight Gatekeep Girl Boss. That's thrown in there.
Oh.
That's what G stands for.
Damn.
And it's like, dress cute for the drinks, gaslight till he need a shrink, gatekeep till he weak, and go boss like a beast.
Oof. Yeah. Right? Amen.
So, yeah. But that's kind of the point. I dress cute for the drinks, quite literally. Yeah. I'm gaslighting them into thinking that I'm a bottom.
Okay.
Wow. And that's how I get my nights funded when I go out.
Right. So you're just like, you're not spending a dime manipulating men for their money.
Exactly. Because we're in a cost of living crisis.
Right.
And I'm a musician, so I'm fucking broke. Like,
and I'm a stripper. And it's dry out here. It's dry. God damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, no, that's a... Wow. How that, like, ties up is crazy.
We love tricking men and getting reparations is what I call it.
Reparations.
I call that like, reparations.
That's a big word for Elmo.
Sorry, oh my God.
Like one brain cell floating in my brain from last night.
Oh God. Did you see how Elmo got attacked?
No.
Did you not see that video?
On Sesame Street.
From Sesame Street. So he was on like a talk show. He was on a, I think like a morning host kind of thing.
Oh, like a Jimmy Fallon thing.
Well, not that, but just a bunch of like white people on TV.
Right.
And one of the guys, this like older guy, quite literally grabbed Elmo and like shook him.
That's a hate crime.
Internet was up in arms.
That is a hate crime.
It was awful. It was actually like so disrespectful and fucking rude. But you should look it up. It happened.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch that. Yeah. That's really sad. I feel that's like bringing me back to my childhood like times. And it's like just watching Elmo get snatched on the morning show. Like, damn.
Yeah.
That's not what I said.
I was going to say. I'm like, that's kind of terrifying.
Like, you know Horton, he's a who? It's like that. Like,
that's what it's like getting head from you.
No. No.
She's like, no, this is misinformation and lies.
Yeah, this, I'm suing.
No, yeah. No. You're like, I'm not that girl from the ad.
That girl from the ad. False advertising.
Oh my God. No, I wonder where she is now.
I wonder how old she is.
No, I wonder where. How old would she be?
Oh God. I think I was like 11 when I seen that like thing, that ad.
Because she was like just above toddler age.
Yeah.
Like old enough to speak.
Yeah, like 7. Oh, no. Yeah. Maybe like 6. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
What's she doing now?
I don't know. Where are you?
If you see this TikTok, respond.
Reach out. Come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Come on. Sabotage.
It's like, did you know I got my sister to impersonate you?
Yeah. And they believed it.
Yeah.
Because y'all are racist. Oh. That's so funny, though. Oh, my God. With that being said, my sister is actually thinking about joining the strip club.
Really?
Yeah, which is really funny because we look like twins.
For real? Yeah,
and I'm like, look, I really don't know how I feel about, like, there's going to be guys that are going to come in and be like, I want you to hook up. I want you to kiss.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not doing that incest stuff here. It's not, That's hell right yeah. there.
Like, I'm not going to hell for
absolutely
this.
Absolutely not.
Like, where's the line with twins thing? Twins content.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, I've had... So, my cousin, both my cousins have started at Dollhouse before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sisters. And I wonder how that went with them. Because, like, I just get off on my own thing. I just hustle on my own. Like, I just...
Yeah.
I go off in the...
But you'd feel, like, partially responsible for...
Yeah. I'm a one-man wolf pack. Like, I just... They were doing their own thing. But, like, I wonder how they did it as sisters. Like, my sister's coming and I'm kind of like, whoa. How do I work with you?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You should come in one night.
I've never been to a strip club.
You should come.
Yeah.
You should, like, after hours, you can get on the pole and, like, dance. Yeah.
But no one's going to fucking...
I'll pay you with the money I just made.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love that. Because I was going to say, actually, like, are there any male strip clubs?
No. Oh, okay, wait.
I know there's, like, male strippers as a company entity business.
Yeah.
Yeah, call out thing.
But no.
But not a venue.
No. See, I thought ARC was that, but it's not.
No. No, we don't endorse ARC here.
Fuck ARC. No, see, I thought that was, I was taken there and I was like, oh, that's not it. There's no male strip clubs. No.
That's wild.
Yeah.
There's an opening in the market.
That is, yeah. Fill the gap, find the need. Wait, find the need, fill the gap. That one.
Need the gap, find the need.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. But yeah, no, I've looked before because when I wanted to take my sister for her birthday, I took her to Magic Men. And that's as close as you can get.
Yeah, it is.
That
it
is as literally as close as you can get. But I don't know why they don't start it. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah. Well, because you know what it is as well? Is like, you need men who are secure to appeal to men.
Yes. Okay,
to appease men.
Right.
Because you're not going to get nearly as many women in there compared to men.
Yeah.
Because men are the consumers of sex-driven content.
Yes.
So.
That's very true. Without men.
It's like, if you've got like straight strippers and stuff, they got to be secure enough.
Yeah.
And that's not quite as common.
Absolutely. I'd never thought of it that way. It's like the gender sort of side of it. Because like female strippers is very common. It's
absolutely.
Very common thing. But
because like men have always chosen to view women as sex objects.
Absolutely.
With or without consent.
Yes.
Whether they want to or not.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's like endorsed as part of a venue and a business, you know, it's like, that's pretty common and typical.
That's exactly why I got started in this, actually. Like,
really?
it's a thought. Like, do you ever go grocery shopping, right? As a sexy one.
Latino man,
exactly, right. Get objectified in public.
That's happened to me.
There you go. Yeah. See, like, so why not get paid for it?
Exactly. Well, I mean, girl, I have an OnlyFans. But like, I'm anonymous
on
it.
I love that.
But I do have like an old Twitter and I have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, exactly my point. Yeah. Why not get paid for it?
Well, yeah, no, that's too. I was like, sorry to interrupt.
No.
I was like, I'm having so much sex. I should just be filming it and selling it.
Right?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
I had an OnlyFans. Look, it's just too much work for me.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy doing it. I didn't enjoy the content of it. Like, I was like, I'd rather just go pop my pussy at the club.
Yeah.
Like, have it in live.
Yeah.
4K.
Honestly, I would rather that immediate, like, payout as
well.
Yeah,
exactly right. The cash straight there. I hate that, though. Like, the cash sometimes. Like, I have a binder at home, and it's like a cash binder. It's like a cash stuffing.
Yeah.
You know what you see on TikTok, and it's like you stuff your binder book, and it's like budget, savings, car loan. Like, it's literally that. And I hate it because you have to deposit money into the bank account and the ATO, and then, like, it's like, fuck the ATO.
Oh, fuck
it. Literally, like the idea. Having to declare all of that as well and like your percentage of everything, and it's just, I hate it.
Yeah.
It's tough out here.
It is.
It's tough in this economy.
It's unnecessarily
Absolutely.
Tough.
It
and
is.
That's because they want to screw over the little people.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Fuck that.
Something you mentioned earlier,
prior
to filming, was you get special requests.
Oh, yeah.
With, being paid to do certain things.
Yes. Yeah, we do.
Even going to karaoke, I hear.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So, yeah, karaoke is one of them. It's out in the CBD, I'm pretty sure, or Chinatown, something out that way. And we get messages, literally messages on WhatsApp that are sent through. They go, oh, we're looking for two topless waitresses, like, out at CBD karaoke, like, six Asian guys. Apply. And you just apply for it, and you go out there, and you literally get paid to sing karaoke with the guys. Yeah, topless, $100 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real thing. It happens every night. Every night.
That's so good.
She is a great agent. She's a great agent. But I've never really worked for that sort of side. Look, I'm in the middle of like not Asian enough and too white.
Like, no, I get that. So yeah. Are you like mixed or?
I am. Yeah, I'm half Thai, half Australian.
Oh.
Yeah, but I sound really bogan. Like,
but half Australian, like one of your parents is then?
Yeah, my dad's okay, full yeah. white and my mom's full Thai.
Yeah, because I had such a misunderstood idea of that for a long time because I assumed I was half and half from being born in Australia. But the reality is I'm 100% Peruvian because both my parents are Peruvian.
Okay.
And being Australian is just a nationality. It's not an ethnicity or anything. So. Yep.
Like I thought you were half mix as well. Yeah.
Mm. No, I'm just first generation born.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
I was born in Thailand as well. So like I have both citizenship in both countries.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to Peru plenty.
Yes, I've been in Thailand plenty. Actually going in November, getting my boobs done.
Oh.
Yeah. Very excited.
Going to upgrade from those A cups?
Absolutely. Oh, the money is going to upgrade too. I hope. I hope. No, but I'm just trying to live my all-time like fantasy.
So long as you're happy, I'm happy.
Thank you. Right? You'll be the first one to support them.
I'll buy your first bra.
Oh, yes. I love that. It'll be like a 10D, I think, something like that.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I'm going close to a D.
I'm going to be real. I don't know the sizes.
Oh, you know what? You just look at it and be like, that's a nice set of tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice tatas.
Nice tatas. Yeah. I like it.
So you get paid to do things like karaoke.
Yeah.
That's wow. That's so good.
I recently had a guy actually up here who's been trying to get me in the strip club for ages to get me. So he's got a fetish for digging heels, like stiletto heels into his thighs. Like he's a foot person, massive foot person.
Right.
Yeah. And like he will literally pay me money
To step on him.
Like he's nothing. And he's like, I will give you my phone and transfer you. Like you can transfer yourself whatever you like. He pays $25 to be on my Snapchat, which I don't post anything on my Snapchat. Nothing. Nothing. He pays me $50 for 3 photos of like my boots. That's it.
That's
man has a foot fetish of my heels.
I see. I need men like this in my life. Right? I need like a commission or a cut. I need to get involved somehow. Girl, I'm struggling out here.
You know what? I will send them your way.
Yeah.
Because like, sometimes it's just a little bit annoying. Not going to lie. I said to him last night, I was like, come into the club. Because he was up here. He lives down south.
Mm.
And I was like, come up here and like come into the club and like come see me. And like, I'll step on you. I'll fuck you up with my heels. And he was like, I've got a medical tomorrow. I can't come in. And I was like, okay. You're wasting my time. Literally on anyone's Snapchat. Unadded him. Like, removed him. And I can guarantee you that in my Instagram DMs, it's going to be like, I'll pay you $50 to be back on your Snapchat. Which he did last time.
Wow.
He's like, I'll give you $50 if you reply to me.
This is queen energy.
You got to hustle
for it. Bad bitch. I love it. I love it so much.
Same with my regular. Like, that was a fluke.
Really?
Yeah. We've been together for like a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over a year. We had celebrated our year, New Year's Eve, sort of around that time.
Right.
Yeah. And he's great.
You know what? I feel so much happier knowing that there are women out there in the world who are, like, even in close vicinity of me, who are doing the Lord's work.
Right? We're making it work. For the least amount of effort.
I love that so much because I'm so tired of seeing, like, you see so much shit on whether it's TikTok or online or whatever.
Yeah.
Examples of women tolerating the bare minimum from men.
Right.
And they're like with them and they're like going to marry them or they are married to them. Yeah. And it's just like.
We independent girlies out here now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I prefer that. Absolutely. I want that for you.
Right. Thank you. For both of us.
Exactly.
Right, I'm going to send you my regular. I'm going to make him take us shopping.
I really love that.
Yeah. I'm going to make him take us shopping. Like, yeah. I'm going to be like, look.
That'd be so fun.
I have a friend and I'm like, get it. If you don't take us out, we're not going out at all, period. If you want to see me, you'll take us out.
Yeah. You know what?
He's great.
There's a reason why. If you haven't noticed yet, we're like the same person.
Yeah.
I love it. But like in the best way.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like we're so unhinged.
Yeah, we are.
And like it just, But it's like,
meant to
be. We may as well be siblings.
I was getting that vibe.
Right?
You know what? Look, I'm glad you have a supportive sister and all. I'm glad you got that family in your life. My sister's like dead to me because she's a fucking bitch.
Oh my God, I'll be your sister. It's fine. I'll be your sister. Fuck
so me. There's an opening.
She's a bitch. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Does your family know?
Yes.
And do they support you?
Yes, absolutely. My mum actually used to be a stripper.
Oh, it runs in the family.
It does. But apple doesn't fall far from the tree. My mum used to be a stripper.
She's like, I'll show you my moves.
Oh my God. No, you know what she did?
What?
When I first told her, she has like this big black bag. This big black bag in her wardrobe. And I told her, I was like, Mom, look, I've become a stripper. I'm earning really good money. I'm popping my pussy. And she walks out of her wardrobe with this big black bag, drops on the floor. She goes, these are all of my outfits from when I was a stripper.
I bestow them upon you now.
Right? And like, take good care of them.
Yeah. I guard actually, them with your life.
Right? I actually still use her schoolgirl outfit from when she was a stripper as my schoolgirl outfit. Right now, I just got it altered. That's all I did because my mum had like big titties and a big bum.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, I gotta take that shit in. So I got it altered, and I use her stripper costume. She's got a nurse costume, schoolgirl, anything.
You know what that is? That's tradition,
right
there.
That is straight. That's from the stripper community, from us to you.
That's Asian tradition.
Except I don't do the ping pong shows. Right.
Oh my God. That's terrifying to me. That kind of stuff, like anything where you're like putting things in there. What if it doesn't come out?
They do it with darts now.
Darts?
My mum was talking to me literally the other day and she was like, because I was thinking about working in Thailand. She's like, they do it with darts.
She's like, can you compete?
They competition.
She's like, don't come back unless you get an A plus.
Literally. If you can't shoot that dart out of your vagina, don't come back.
Yeah, on the bullseye.
Yeah.
No less.
They apparently hold a balloon up. The customer will hold a balloon up like this, right? And then they have like...
What if it goes in their eye, bitch? What if they die?
I mean, it's Thailand. Bangkok has you now.
I didn't realize you have a lot of tattoos.
I do. Yeah,
like so
I do.
Many tattoos. I should have had you on the tattoo episode instead of Lato.
I mean, right? No, he's got so many more than me. Trust me. I have a lot, but it's all patchwork. Like it's all
stay bad. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I literally have a stay bad tattoo. I've got one that says cash only. Actually,
really?
Yeah, it says that right there. Cash only.
Can I just say, you're my spirit animal. Like, we actually need to hang out more.
Yes.
I love you so much.
Yes, we do. Absolutely, we do.
Oh my God, that's wild.
Yeah, this one's like, back in the day when I was a stripper, like a rookie stripper.
Yeah.
I did a thing called, with a lollipop. And I've got a lollipop here tatted and it says, suck me. Right? And I used to shove a lollipop up my vagina, for my show.
Wow.
Yeah, like I would put up in there and dance and then like...
With the wrapper or without the wrapper?
Without the wrapper.
Okay.
100% without the wrapper. Like I would just rip off the wrapper like... and then put it in there.
Oh my God.
And then take it back out and then put it in my mouth and then give it to the client. And I'd be like...
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know what? That's like...
Extensive.
That's branding.
Yes. Yeah, literally. Yeah. You know what else is branding? The numbers on my ankles.
But real quick with the lollipop thing. I've got a song called Piruleta.
Oh.
It means lollipop.
Does,
yeah. Send it and to it's me. It's a whole sex euphemism thing. It's show. Like I got a couple of bops you can probably use.
Yeah?
We're gonna do that.
Alright. I'm
gonna
send.
You were saying numbers. Why does it not say 666?
There's two different stories to it.
Okay.
So this leg here, that 7 that you see.
Yeah.
Was a 7 on my ankle. And that was actually a home job done. It didn't look like this. Just pictured the 7 with the outline. It was a home job done and I was heavily on ket.
Okay.
On a night out with my friends. And we came home, it was like 8:30 in the morning, and we decided to do stick and poke tattoos. And she stick and poke tattooed a 7 on me and I was like, that looks like shit. Thank you though, I love it.
You're like, get good though.
Yeah, I love it though.
Yeah.
And I went and see my tattoo artist and I was like, can you please fix it? Got it done. He was like, what? He's like, I could either give you a really off-center 777 as angel numbers, or I could give you like a number in front of it. What resonates with you the most? And I'm like, oh, my sister's birthday.
Yeah.
1997. Got that done. Then my dad's side, which is 66. And everyone asked me, why don't I get my mum's? Her birth certificate, like, burnt in the fires in Thailand.
Really?
At the hospital. So I actually don't know how old my mum is.
And she won't tell you?
No. She just likes to tell me 21. She's a liar, though.
That's so funny. No. So I don't disclose my age.
Oh, okay.
And also, my mum didn't either. Oh. So I didn't find out until she died how old she was.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Far out.
But like every year she was like, I think for a while she was saying like 30 something and then she's like, I'm turning 40.
My mum's the same.
Just constantly.
My mum is the same. Yeah. She's like, I'm 47. And I'm like, you've been saying that for the last 4 years.
My mum didn't go that high. No, it was capped at 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. My mum likes to say 21 when she's drunk. Like, I'm 21. And I'm like, yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I also think it's hilarious how you literally cannot have a tattoo for your mother because she won't tell you the year.
Oh no. Absolutely not. She refuses. 21 or nothing. Like, that's it. I think, you know what? I don't know what I would get a tattoo to represent for her. I think it would be a ping pong. Like,
that sounds perfect.
Thank you.
And so fucking funny. I think
that's beautifully like resonated for my mother.
Your ancestors would be proud.
My grandmother would roll over in her grave.
To wrap up, is there anything in the stripping world that people may not typically consider that we haven't already covered? Anything you'd want them to know?
Okay. Yes, there's a massive, massive one. And I feel like I talk about this every time I talk with my friends.
Yeah.
And it will be, you've got to think about the reality of stripping. Like, it's not all glamorized and fun and games. It's really not what it looks like in Hustlers. Like, it's not that. And like, dating is a massive thing, and your self-esteem and your mental health, especially your mental health.
Yes.
Is a massive deal when you are stripping. Because you're taking on everyone's problems when they talk to you. You're basically a therapist, just naked. You're basically a therapist for everybody.
Yeah.
And you're taking on their problems. You're hearing their issues. And, you know, some of these men have wives and kids at home, and you've got to take that into consideration. Fuck, okay, I'm dancing for this guy naked. He's out. He's got a married
ring
on his finger.
Yeah.
Literally. And it's mentally draining, even for yourself, to make time for yourself as well. Like, so you're not taking on all of that work. Like, being in it for 4 years, like, I had to take a six-month break. Dating's not an easy thing. My partner's...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we refer to the security and insecurity of men.
Yeah.
It would take a very secure man
to be with someone,
someone who strips.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. Because, like, we're talking to men constantly.
Yeah.
And manipulating them for their money.
Mm.
But it's never more than that.
Yeah.
And, like, there's girls out there that go home with guys from the strip club. Yeah, it's real.
But it's like, a thing.
You know, you just got to find the balance between the girls that don't and the girls that do. The best thing I say to 18-year-old strippers, if any of them watch this, it's really not
any aspiring strippers.
Yes, exactly right. Anyone that wants to take this career run, it's not that glamorized. I went home with $0 last night, so.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, on a Wednesday. And I usually make money on a Wednesday, so $0 I spent.
Oh, that.
I earned nothing.
That actually, quick question. Mm. Does the money you make solely rely on the clients?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't make money from being at the venue? Like, you're not actually
on an hourly
employed
wage
or anything? No.
No. No, we basically are just, like, hiring that space to work solely based on commission, sorry.
Do you have to pay them to use it?
Some clubs, yes. Some clubs you have to pay a house fee to work there, but at Dollhouse, no. We don't have fines. We don't have fees.
Okay.
You don't pay nothing. But if you go there and you make nothing, you make nothing. Mm. Like, it's based on the clientele that we have come in. So it's not all that.
Stay grounded.
Absolutely. Don't get into it unless you're willing to just really be consistent with the work. Because you can't turn up for one bad night and think, oh, this is shit, and then not come in the next night. Because the next night might be a 2K night.
You got to keep at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pursuing these lines of work, it does take a lot of strength. And it's admirable. Yeah. It's really cool. Mm. And I'm here for it.
Thank you.
And I will take a cut. Thank you very much.
20% commission.
Yeah. You know what? I would totally be like the pimp daddy of strippers.
Oh, I would let you.
I see that role for me.
Yeah. Pimp daddy and like hire us out.
Yeah.
Commission cuts. Oh. Do it.
I'd love
that. The world's your oyster. Do it. You know what? I'll give you my agency. Yeah. You can do it. I'm sick of it. Do it.
Yeah.
Book my girls.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be amazing. This concludes our episode on strippers.
It does.
I've had so much fun with you, Zaria.
It's been unreal. Thank you for having me. I love it.
You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. Season 4. Or like another episode next week.
Next week. Yeah.
No, I love it. Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Sabotage.